According to the Wall Street Journal, the U.S. has been trying to recover a misplaced Hellfire missile since 2014, which was sent to Europe for NATO drills, but it somehow ended up in Cuba. RT's Guyana Chichikian has been investigating.
How did the U.S. accidentally give Cuba a Hellfire missile, the same kind of missile that has sensitive targeting technology and is often fired from U.S. Predator drones as well as helicopters? It was delivered to Cuba on an Air France plane, nicely packaged with all the stickers on the box. U.S. officials are still scratching their heads over how this could happen. Here's what they told the Wall Street Journal about the mysterious journey of the Hellfire missile. In summer of 2014, the manufacturer of the missile, Lockheed Martin, upon U.S. government's request, shipped it from Orlando, Florida, to Spain for NATO drills. From Spain, the missile was supposed to be taken to Germany and from there put on a flight back to Florida. But somehow, as the cargo was changing hands between different shipping companies, it was loaded onto a truck operated by Air France, which took it to Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris. There, for some reason, by someone, it was put on a flight to Havana, Cuba. For more than a year, U.S. officials have been trying to get it back unsuccessfully. They worry that Cuba could share the sensors and targeting technology in the missile with other countries. They're also investigating who to blame for the incident.